Alan Isfan here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. In this lesson, we're going to reflect on satisfying the future you. Zet Mylett says, when you meet the future you that you could have been, you need to be identical twins. In other words, become what you could have been, not the person that is begging for more time because you didn't live life to the fullest and you are full of regrets. You may have heard of people proposing to live each day as if it was their last. That's very romantic, but a bit off the mark. Mahatma Gandhi explains it this way: live as if you were to die tomorrow, learn as if you were to live forever. And to learn, you have to do things, take risks, and learn from your past mistakes. Don't ignore them. When you're full of hope and ideas for the future, it makes the present that much more exciting. An amazing trip to Hawaii next month puts a great smile on your face today. A fulfilling life requires the past, the present, and the future. You have become who you are because of your past, and you're not done learning from the past successes and mistakes, so you can apply that to the future. You must think about the past in the right light in order to grow. Avoiding doing so prevents you from moving forward in the right direction. You have to complete the past to move forward. Sometimes, completing the past requires you to relearn from past mistakes and trauma. At other times, completing the past requires you to do things in the future. For example, you may have learned a skill that didn't get you anywhere at the time, but that you can pull out in the future. In my case, I created a YouTube show years ago that never really took off, but now I can tap my video editing skills. Or maybe you shut down a business because it didn't work out, but if you take that skill or lesson and perhaps even your network and intentionally apply it in the future, it all begins to make sense. Can you imagine if you completely forgot everything you learned? The big question to ask yourself is this: what have I learned from the past, and what do I need to do today to benefit my future self? Think in terms of 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 6 months, 12 months, and several years from now. It puts the decisions you make today in a totally different light by visualizing what you want that person's life to be like. In other words, the future you. Let me put this in more concrete terms. The Olympic athlete wants to see themselves on that podium with a medal around their neck. The football player wants to be on the field when the team wins the Super Bowl, with the confetti and the champagne shower in the locker room. But they don't just hope and dream. They visualize the experience and it feels amazing. They want that for their future self. So they double down their efforts and sacrifices. They define milestones along the way to get there. They know it will hurt and that they will suffer, but they're willing to go through the pain. Not just willing, they embrace the pain. Thinking in this manner creates so much clarity and makes the decision so much easier to take and the suffering so much easier to deal with, to the point where suffering can become pleasurable. Sprinting until your legs hurt and your lungs feel like they're going to explode as you cross the finish line and break the tape. Your future you doesn't care about your current situation and how pleasurable it is. The future you doesn't care about your excuses. All it cares about is the situation he or she is in. Let me ask you this. What would the future you think of the mistakes you keep making because you don't want to deal with the past and therefore you're not progressing? What would the future you think of the decisions you're making today? The bad habits, the weight gain, the bad financial decisions, spending your evenings watching TV when your physical health and wealth are in shambles. Your future you is screaming at you to get off the couch because your future you is hurting. Conversely, what would your future you think of the efforts you're making to get in top shape, to launch that business you've been dreaming about, to bank money for future investments? Now that's more like it. Don't compare yourself to anyone else. That leads to depression. Just compare yourself to who you were years ago, who you are today, and make sure your future self is excited about the decisions and actions you're making now. Be filled with gratitude that you have the opportunity to grow, but leave some tension to force your progress. And so with that, let's shift into the observation phase and let's visualize the future you. Your eyes closed, take a deep breath, and exhale with a satisfied emotion. Like when something really good has happened and you just can't believe your good fortune. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, imagine that you open your eyes and you are sitting in a new home 3 years from now. You have your feet up on the coffee table and you're reflecting on how far you've come. Look around. What does the house look like? You hear people talking out on the deck, so you get up and walk towards the sliding doors. You pass a great big mirror and you glance over. You're trim and athletic looking, and you look younger and healthier than you did 3 years ago. You step outside and you're once again overwhelmed by the view. You just can't believe how fortunate you are. You dreamt about this for the last 3 years and made big decisions and sacrifices to get here. It was worth it. What does it look like? Imagine it. You sit down in your favorite seat and your mind drifts off in a wave of satisfaction. The noises slowly subside as you begin focusing on your breath. You can feel the fresh air entering your nose and your lungs, and you just sit there breathing. You have nothing else to do, nothing to worry about. A quiet bell every 30 seconds will help remind you to come back to this spot and listen to the waves and just breathe. Just breathe and feel the breath in your body. Congratulations. If you've come this far, it means that you've likely experienced all the sessions in this phase. You should feel and be different by now. Your future you would be proud because the right mindset leads to the right decisions, and the right decisions lead to success, achievement, and fulfillment. So what would your future you think about the things you're doing today that are going to impact life in a big way in the future? What is the one thing your future you would want you to stop doing? Set an intention right here, right now, to stop whatever that is. What is the one thing your future you is happy that you are doing today? Set an intention right here, right now, to continue doing that thing and stepping up if you can. What is the one thing your future you would like to encourage you to start doing right now? Set an intention right here, right now, to start. Your past taught you the lesson you needed to learn so that today you can make the right decision that your future you will thank you for. You can do this. Go for it. Namaste.